Hello, everybody. Yes, it's 2 days in a row. That's amazing. Anyways, I just I was gonna save this for CBG, but I think I'll just elaborate when I'm there. But today I read that and retweeted several times that Mario Kart didn't move consoles, and that it seems that only initial adopters or current customers bought the game. And I kind of sort of called that Mario Kart 8 was not going to move Wii U consoles because, well, no one is going to buy a fucking $300 console just to play fucking Mario Kart. No one is going to do that. No one is going to spend about $350 to $375. Oh, wait, plus tax in Canada. So, yeah, $400. To buy a console and play Mario Kart. Okay? No one is going to do that. I mean, absolutely no one was going to do that. And in the end, look what it's done. Now Nintendo has a loss. And so I read that now they're counting on Smash Brothers and Pokemon to move consoles. Okay. Pokemon is played on mobile consoles. And I'm looking at my Pokemon collection right now that is sitting in my living room, which is quite vast. I have an entire shelf just of Pokemon games, because I like them, until I got sick and tired of playing the same fucking game over and over again. Although I have been playing the same game over and over since, what, the early 2000s, when I played, what did I get? I got a Game Boy Pocket Color with Pokemon Yellow, Pikachu Edition. And that was the first Pokemon I ever played on the go. The other ones, I played it previous to that, but it was through ROMs. But that was the first one I actually played and actually got to play while being on the go. And that's how Pokemon should and always has been played. It's been played on the go. I mean, yes, we've had Pokemon Battle Coliseum and whatnot, but have they moved consoles? No, they haven't. And I don't think a console version of Pokemon, while it might be innovative and probably is more innovative than any previous ones, because as I mentioned before in CBG, I still want to see a first-person or a third-person view Pokemon game. I think that would be fucking rad. In a complete open world, I think that'd be great. Now, I don't know if this new Pokemon game is going to be like that, because if it is, I might be interested when the console goes down in price. And same with Super Smash Bros. While, yes, there's fighting game fans who like Super Smash Bros., I don't think fighting game fans are going to buy a Wii U just to play it one fucking game. I think Nintendo will profit from, or will have more adopters of the Wii U once it's like, I don't know, once the console's down to like $175 to less than $200. Because at that point, I'm interested as well. I mean, if I saw a Wii U Pro bundle, I'd say $175, and it actually came with a game like Mario Kart or Pokemon or one of the other ones, then I would probably get one, because then it's like, okay, I'm willing to pay for that if I'm only going to play six games on it. But I've had so many people telling me that, Mario Kart's going to move consoles, it's moving consoles, look, they're selling great. And Harold told me this on the show too. And I wasn't wrong. I said it wasn't going to move consoles. And it didn't move console sales. Again, and same with Smash Brothers. People who currently own a Wii U will buy Smash Brothers because they already know. Because Nintendo fans, especially the ones that are still buying the home consoles, God bless them, have already know what games are going to come out for the Wii U when they bought the console. They know there's going to be a Smash Brothers. They know there's going to be a Mario Kart. They know there's going to be a new Super Mario World game. They know there's going to be a Pikmin game. You know, and and that's why they bought the console, because they know that Nintendo is going to do this. It's guaranteed. It's as sure as every year a new fucking Call of Duty or a new Battlefield coming out every fucking year. You know, it's a given. And adopters of the Wii U know that they're going to get those games. That's why they bought the console at launch. And again, I'm not bad-mouthing the Wii U console. I think the console is cool. I think it's an interesting concept. And but the thing is, those the things that I want on the Wii U are not happening fast enough. Like, I would get it if, you know, just to play, what is it, virtual console games. If the virtual console games were 99 cents and $1.99, you know, I refuse to pay so much for ROMs. And on top of that, the catalog is shit. I mean, half the games, over half the games that are on my wall right now that I'm looking at as we speak, are not on the Wii U Virtual Console. And they're never going to be, because it'll be a third-party licensing nightmare. But I still don't understand, and we discussed this on CBG again, why Nintendo did not unleash the entire first-party catalog. I mean everything. From like the 1980s to Game & Watch to everything that they've ever done. And just release it. Look, Pokemon games are amongst that. And just like with what I said before with the Wii U, I would like to see DS games on the Wii U. I would love that. I would love to play Pokemon Black and White and, what is it, Heart Gold and Soul Silver on that, on a home console. I would love that. But is it going to happen? No. It's not going to happen. Well, if it does happen, it's not going to happen for another 10 years. Because Nintendo does not take advantage of it, of its catalog that it currently has. It doesn't want to take advantage of it. Although, despite the fact that they are interested in shelling out all their old first party titles and re-releasing them over and over and over and over again. But they won't release the whole catalog at once. I don't get it. I think if they released the entire catalog at once, people would spend hundreds of dollars alone just buying first-party games from Nintendo that were released over the last 35 years. But of course, that would be a great idea. That's why Nintendo is not going to do it, because it is a great idea. Because I find that Nintendo's really, really out of touch. And I mean really out of touch. I would love to have the opportunity to have 10 minutes of Satoru Iwata's time. Not Reggie Fils-ing me, because he'll just call me an asshole, punch me in the face, and personally kick me out. Because I think Reggie towers me by a good foot and a half. But I don't know how tall Reggie Fils-ing me is. He looks tall on stage. I don't know how tall he actually is, but he looks scary enough. I wouldn't want to fight him in an alley. Let's just say that. He looks like he's won a couple of bar fights in his life. But back to the nature at hand here. I would love to give him the opportunity to talk to them for 10 minutes and just tell them that. And be like, listen, you want to make money? Release your entire first party catalog. Release the entire thing in one shot. Do not have people, you know, don't tease it to be like, oh, we might be releasing, you know, Super Mario Brothers 2 next week. It's a rumor. No, it's not. You have the rights to your first-party catalog. Fucking release it. Look, it's just like Harold was waiting, almost a year for fucking Wario Land. I think it was more like 6 or 7 months, I believe it was. But it was a good chunk of time that he didn't need to wait. Because it's a first fucking party title. Now, I'm not sure if this is Nintendo's fault or their fucking lawyers. I'm not sure who it is, but it's somebody's fault from that camp, and I don't know why they won't do it. It's really a pity that they haven't done this. I would be interested, again, if they would just not insult my intelligence and just release their entire first party catalog. I mean, for fuck's sakes, it's a bunch of ROMs. Even upscaled with their own emulators built in. Again, I don't know how it works on the Wii U. I know on the Wii, each virtual console game had its own emulator, which is pants on head idiocracy. But like I said, I don't have hope anymore for Nintendo and that they're going to do things that are going to appeal to the masses, because they think they've already appealed to the masses, and they're not. They're not appealing to the masses, because posting almost $100 million loss for one quarter is quite a lot. Although, you know what, I'm sure they'll bounce back with something else. I'm sure they're going to release another Pokemon on 3DS before the end of the year, or announce one. And that'll be their cash cow again, or a new Super Mario Brothers. Again, I'm interested in new Super Mario Brothers, but maybe bring back the Feathers or the Super Mario World type environment, and they're not going to do that because obviously it's something that I and many other people want, and they're not going to do it because of that. I literally believe Nintendo is the company that will not give a lot of its fans what they want. Again, people who are still adopters of Nintendo live in nostalgia. I believe they live in nostalgia. I think Harold does too, but also Harold likes those fucking games. Why the fuck not? The thing is, though, is that's a niche market. And how do you appeal to the people who are not in your market? How do you make them want your console? I mean, you could pull at their heartstrings all you want by re-releasing and re-releasing and re-releasing all these ROMs. Which, mind you, because I have the originals, I can emulate and play them on my TV or on my PC. And get away with it because, hey, I'm not pirating. I own the originals. I don't need you, Nintendo, to charge me another $5 or $6 for a fucking ROM. Again, I don't know what Virtual Console games cost, but I know they don't cost $2, which is what they should cost. As I said once before, anything 8-bit or less should be 99 cents. I'm not even joking. It should be 99 cents or less. Super Nintendo, N64, anything above that, $2. Tops. GameCube games, I'm laughing. Who the fuck wants those? But I really can't see Nintendo digging themselves out of this hole. The home console hole. I'm not talking about their portable market. Nintendo will own the portable market no matter how many people have an iPhone or an Android phone and are playing Candy Crush Saga on it. It's not going to matter. People are still going to play their real handheld games that they want to play for extended hours at a time on the 3DS or some sort of Nintendo portable console. They always will, always have, and it's never going to stop. As I said before, Nintendo invented the handheld gaming market. They're going to keep their handheld gaming market, and they're never, ever, ever going to fuck that up. I don't think there's any way that they could fuck it up. And they will remain successful forever. And I can honestly see Nintendo pulling out of the home console market after this generation. After the Wii U, I don't think Nintendo is going to release another home console for, I don't know, they might pull a Sega when it comes to that. But I don't think Nintendo will ever give up the mobile handheld market. And like I said, while iOS games and all that shit do sell, and sell in high volumes, I mean, the replay rate is nothing. There is no replay value in any of the games that are on there. I mean, if you finish it, you finish it. Or you play a time waster like everybody else that I know. I stopped playing those. Essentially, every game that came out after Farmville and Zynga. I believe the Kardashians now have a game as well. Oh, fuck those women. Anyways, back to Nintendo. Will Smash Brothers sell consoles? I don't think so. I think the people who want to play Smash Brothers already own a Wii U. And no one is going to buy a Wii U just to play one fucking game. Not a $200. They're not going to. Sorry, 200 plus tax. No one is going to do that. Even when Nintendo came out with their budget versions of the Wii, even then, you know, there was no adoption rate. Nobody cared. Again, nobody gave a shit. I don't know. I really don't think that that no Nintendo game that ever comes out is going to move consoles, because unless it says Super Mario Brothers on it, even then, people who wanted a new Nintendo console have bought it already. Because again, because they know what is going to come out. They know what is going to be eventually coming out for it. And everything else on top of that is a bonus to them. And they're perfectly happy with that. They're perfectly happy playing only 6 or 7 games on there, plus whatever they get off the marketplace. But I don't think that they're going to get new adopters or get old fans back, like myself or Victor, for instance. Although I still would like a Wii U, to be honest with you, I would. But like I said, it has to be at the right price. And then I would, you know, then it would be cheap enough for me to just tinker with. But is it a priority for me to buy one? Fuck no. Not even close. I don't know what the future for Nintendo holds in the home console market. I hope that they find a way to bounce back, but I know what they're looking for. They're looking for that success that they had in the early 90s, late 80s. But they're not going to find it because that success that Nintendo had with the NES and Super NES was third-party driven. I mean, look at all the great games that have come out for the Super Nintendo. I'm just going to look at them, list some of them. At least these are some of my favorites. Let's see, Batman Returns, Blackthorn, Final Fight, Illusions of Gaia, Killer Instinct, Mortal Kombat, RoboCop vs. Terminator, the Street Fighter series, True Lies, highly underrated, the WWF games, fuck, what else was there, Mario Kart, but again, most of the titles I'm listing off here are all third party, and there's other great third party games on there that I don't own because other people are fans of them and I'm not. Turtles in Time, TMNT Tournament Fighters, Aladdin, these were all great games that drove the sale of those consoles. It wasn't, people were not buying a fucking Super Nintendo just to play Super Mario World. Although, it being a pack-in game, it really helped move consoles. And that's where I think Nintendo's gone wrong. I mean, pack the game in with the consoles again. You know what I mean? Specifically at launch, they should be putting the pack-in games in again. Look, they didn't release a Super Nintendo Control Deck in 1990. Or 91, was it? No, sorry, I got mine in 92. Yeah, 90. I mean, I got a Control Deck because they were $100 and, you know, there was a big difference between that and $150, that one that actually came with Super Mario World. But that was a launch game, and it was packed in with the console. Came with two controllers. Not one, came with two controllers. And I really wish we would go back to the days where we would have two controllers. But instead of packing in a second controller, they're giving you 3 months of live. Well, I'm talking in Xbox's case here. Anyways, I've traveled way, way, way off topic. In conclusion, Super Smash Bros., as well as Pokemon, are not going to move Wii U consoles. People are not going to flock and buy a fucking Wii U for those two games. Because people who want those games already own a Wii U, because they know that the console was going to come out and going to get these games eventually anyway. Plus, they couldn't wait for the price to drop. They had to have it now, which is a terrible, terrible disease most people have. I might do a second audiobook about that. Toodles.